on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the week. Happy Monday. Are you on? Oh, there you are.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Sorry, I was literally sipping my coffee right when the mics turned on.
I always just expect Jess to pop in right there. You didn't. I was like, where did she go?
I was mid-coffee sip there. Sorry, everyone. Good morning.
Well, Ravens fans?
It's definitely a purple Monday. How about them Ravens, y'all?
Yo, I'm not a football person, but I got to tell you, like, the winter sucks. I was thinking this morning driving in, thank God we live in an awesome football town, because this is like, this gets, even someone that doesn't really care that much about it, I'm like pumped for the city right now.
Yeah.
How was the game?
It was good. So I am definitely in my sports superstitions are alive and well. And it's only weird if it doesn't work. And so now we're 5-0 at this point. How I've been watching games is the same way I've watched it this weekend, to where I don't have it on my actual TV where I'm just sitting and only watching the game. I have it on someone's phone. So the game was on Garage Boy's phone and we had it under the table and we were watching a movie on TV.
Wait,
so I could like check back in. Because the whole thing, what I've noticed is, the last five games is I'm watching the game, but I'm not only watching the game. It's on. So I can like check into it. But it's only weird if it doesn't work. And all I'm saying is I've been watching the last five games the same way and this is where we're at. So I'm not gonna change the way I'm watching the games.
Jess has been so funny because this superstition thing is getting so hype for her. We had a question last week for $1,000 Minute, which is just a trivia game we play later in the show. And the question was, how many Super Bowls have the Ravens won?
And I changed it.
I come back and the questions changed. And I was like, what happened to the question? I was like, Jess, what happened?
I just changed it to how old Lamar is. That's it.
And why?
Because I just don't want to ask questions about the Super Bowl. Which is fine.
It's so funny. Like, she's getting so paranoid that, like, your person. I'm not a superstitious person. If you are, you may completely
believe in this. If you get it, you get
it.
Yeah. Is what I'm saying. And I'm sure, like, every single Ravens fan did their sports superstition on Saturday. And I feel like that'd be a really fun thing to talk about today.
We should talk about that.
Because I'm sure it stayed the same the last five games. And that's what I'm saying. Again, it's only weird if it doesn't work. And all of us are just going to keep the vibes. We're going to keep the same vibes into even this Sunday. And it's good.
Why don't you text us? Do you have some kind of superstition when it comes to the Ravens? Or is Jess the only one? Because apparently we can ask no Super Bowl questions until the Super Bowl with our trivia game. And also, she has to put the phone under the table.
It's just the game just has to be, it needs to be visible, but it's not the only thing that I'm watching at all.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Ravens advance to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with a 28-14 win over the Squealers. Up next, the Ravens will play the Bills on the road this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. In more Ravens news, Lamar Jackson received 30 first place votes for the Associated Press 2024 NFL All-Pro team, making the team for the second straight year and third overall. Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers are the only other quarterbacks with more All-Pro nominations in the Super Bowl era than Jackson.
I was checking the score on my phone as we went, because I'm not a football person, but I rep the city, so I'm like, I gotta check in on the team. It seemed like it was a blowout, though. I mean, obviously, like, the Steelers started to pick up more points at the end, but like,
they were getting ran over. My favorite post conference moment from Lamar, is when he was comparing Derrick Henry to Lightning McQueen from Cars and from the Disney movie Cars. And when he was trying to talk to like all the journalists and media people, he was like, well, I was a kid when this movie came out. Y'all probably weren't. And I was like, low key, but that's really what it was like. There were so many big moments and it was a really, really cool game.
Next game is
this Sunday, 6:30, and they will be in Buffalo.
Number two.
Rumors are swirling that Wendy's is about to drop a game changer for Frosty fans everywhere. A thin mint Frosty. Mm. If the rumors are true, February could bring a minty, chocolatey masterpiece featuring everyone's favorite Girl Scout cookie. So the details are still under wraps, but fans are already speculating and freaking out over this possibility.
Y'all already know I get passionate about this topic. Why do we do this?
Dude, this is crazy. If this is for real, a Girl Scout Thin Mint Frosty, let's go.
My theory is nobody wants a Frosty that's not chocolate. Like, they came out with vanilla ones, the strawberry ones, and every time they now a Thin Mint. I mean, the Thin Mint one might be closer to okay, but I feel like nobody goes, when you're thinking about some kind of cold dessert and you think of a Frosty, all you want is the OG chocolate one. Like, I know they're trying to, like, be revolutionary. Just leave the Frosty alone. It's fine.
Number one.
Saturday Night Live is back this weekend with its first episode of 2025, and they've officially announced the host and musical guest for the first 2 weeks. So first up this Saturday, we've got Dave Chappelle taking on hosting duties once again. He will be joined by Glorilla as the musical guest. And then next week, we've got Timothée Chalamet hosting once again. But a twist that fans are some excited, some kind of confused, is that Timothée Chalamet will also be the musical guest. If you're asking yourself why, well, Timothée is apparently pulling double duty following his biopic, A Complete Unknown, hitting theaters, that actually hit theaters last month, where he plays the musician Bob Dylan. So we're assuming that he's going to be singing Bob Dylan songs, but like, has a musical guest ever done that? That's kind of weird, right? Like, why are you covering? I get it. So he sings live in the film. That is his voice. Okay. But there's never been a musical guest that's not singing their own songs,
but
right?
Don't you want like the people that actually do the songs themselves? Like, I'm thinking and I haven't seen SNL in its entirety in a while, but I'm sitting here watching an SNL episode. I don't want someone that acts like they sing somebody. I don't want like a cover band, basically.
Essentially,
like,
Timothée Chalamet is the cover band.
I want Bob Dylan. Give me Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan's not going to do it. You know what I mean? We're lucky if we get a tweet from him or my bad ex, whatever. It's never going to happen. It's Twitter. We'll just leave it. I mean, we'll be lucky if we get a tweet from Bob Dylan like once every 10 years. True. But I don't know. That seems interesting. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Purple Monday.
We might be better at football than Pennsylvania, but they are kicking our ass right now at one thing, and that's the Macarena. The Macarena, y'all. We got to step up our game there. Welcome to your Monday edition of PA So Cray Cray. And like, this week, do we have to say it with love? Because like, we just whooped their ass in football.
No, but we still love our neighbors, though. We even though we're not a fan of the team, doesn't mean we don't love our neighbors. And PA So Cray Cray is always said with love. There's no like beef between us and the state. It's just like random bizarre things tend to happen over there. So we just kind of gather around in the morning and get updated on like what's really going on down the street.
There's a story that I'm keeping my eye on for the last couple of weeks, and I was trying to wait till the conclusion came out, but I was like, let me catch you guys up today so we can talk about this in a couple of weeks. This city called Newtown in Pennsylvania decided right before the holidays they wanted to attempt to set the world record in 2024, end of last year.
Yeah.
For the world's biggest Macarena at their town's holiday party.
Like flash mob?
Yeah, okay. Kind of. But I guess like everyone was like, they're like, hey, we want everybody to come out.
To do it.
In 2024.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, this song came out in 1996, right? Mm. But for some reason, in Newtown, Pennsylvania, they were like, no, we want y'all to come out and we're going to try to set this record. So literally right before the holidays, they came out, people were dressed up in like their holiday Santa costumes.
Yeah, sweaters and everything.
And everything. Trying to beat and obtain the record for the biggest Macarena dance ever done. Now, there actually is already...
I was going to ask, who has the record?
Thank you for asking, Jess. Over in England, it was set in 2011.
Oh, wow.
With 2,219 dancers.
That's 2,219
dancers. Okay, so 2,000, like 2,200 people?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That's a big-ass Macarena dance. So what they had to do, and this is true, what they did was they're like, okay, anybody that can come out, come on, we're trying to set this Macarena record. And everyone's like, yeah.
Also in the cold, too.
Right.
Yeah.
They came out, and they had to film this thing on like multiple drones and cameras. They had to submit all of this to Guinness. Guinness said it's going to take about maybe 2 months for us to verify how many people you guys actually had.
There. And it probably did the dance from beginning to end of whatever that counts. Like,
whose job is that?
I mean,
whose job is that?
Also, I couldn't tell you the last time I saw somebody do the Macarena.
Like, why the Macarena?
Because it's in your brain.
Pennsylvania, what the hell is going on?
Because it's something that everybody knows, whether they want to or not.
Like, we don't do this kind of stuff in Maryland. I just don't understand why things get so bizarre. So,
but wait, how many people were there?
They don't know yet. They're not. They can't. The person putting on the event says they feel like there were over 2,000 people doing it.
Okay.
But they're going to have to wait for the verification from Guinness.
That's pretty awesome, actually. I think that's pretty cool.
I'll keep you updated as trust me, I'm keeping a close eye on this story. Y'all, we don't pick on them, but they make their own segment. This is called PA So Cray Cray. What in the world?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number 3.
Firefighters in LA made progress over the weekend, but the death toll did rise to at least 24 people last night, and thousands of structures have been destroyed in Los Angeles. Experts think that this could end up being the costliest wildfire in U.S. history, with the current estimate being $150 billion. So it's not clear if any of the fires in LA were arson. The Washington Post said that the Palisades fire might have been started by a small 8-acre fire in the same area on New Year's Eve. It was a week earlier, but high winds could have sparked it up again. The LAPD arrested a homeless man last week for starting the Kenneth Fire near Calabasas, but over the weekend, officials suggested that maybe he didn't do it, calling the allegations unfounded. However, the investigation is still ongoing. This is so, so unfortunate. Cops have also been dealing with looters trying to steal stuff while people are still evacuated. One guy was busted in Malibu, dressed as a firefighter when he got arrested. Cops said that they have detained around 30 people between the two main fires combined.
That is sick. I know. I saw some stuff on TikTok last week about the going through and looting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't understand that mentality. I mean, you already know people are going through like the worst time ever. Now, someone in the comments did mention, they were like, well, if it's going to get burned up anyway, mm-hmm. does it really matter if someone comes and takes it? And to me, the answer is yes.
Yeah, it definitely matters.
It still matters. Like, your intentions are so bad in this terrible
with how unsafe everything is and what everyone's going through.
Bad. Number 2.
Universal Studios has done some shuffling of its release schedule, with 2 expected box office hits getting new release dates. Shrek 5 will now open on December 23rd, 2026, instead of July 1st of next year, which is going to be a 6-month delay for the 5th movie in the franchise. But that means there is some good news for Minions fans, because it's actually taking place Independence Day weekend. Minions 3, which was originally due to premiere June 30th, 2027. The reason, apparently, Minions and Gru seem to do very, very well on the July 4th weekend, with Despicable Me 4 collecting $230 million global opening last summer when it opened then.
I was literally just about to say, like, is anybody really excited about a 5th Shrek, or even like a 3rd Minions? Like, but apparently, that's making a lot of money.
Number 1.
The Orioles have announced their annual promotional schedule and 2025 stadium giveaways, including lots of player bobbleheads and O's attire. Here are some of the highlights. So new this year, the team will hand out hockey jerseys on April 18th and a bowling shirt on May 30th. The Pride Jersey Day, that's going to be June 25th. And a bunch of your favorite popular freebies are returning as well. The Birdland Hawaiian shirt, that's going to be available before 2 games, July 8th and 12th. And kids ages 4 to 14 can run the bases after each Sunday home game. And game tickets go on sale to the public this Thursday, January 16th.
It's like we want that ugly shirt. That shirt is every year so hideous, but like it's so beautiful at the same time. You
Which
know what
one?
I mean?
What are you talking about?
The Hawaiian shirt.
That's not ugly.
They're so ugly.
No, they're not.
They're so beautiful. They're so beautiful in the same sense.
I think they're cute.
The bucket hats, man, like just.
Those are super
cute. Just give it to me.
This is Jess, and that's your top 3.
Jess. $1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Let's go. We got a big Ravens win, and now hopefully $1,000 minute win. That would feel good. Caller number 10's playing today, and if you're not on the phone with us, play along in the car. See how you do. Okay. Here's this.
Zach.
Hi, Amanda and Zach.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How was the weekend?
It was good.
Okay. You sounded like you weren't quite sure that was true, but it's okay. Well, guys, do you want to play $4,000 in free gas?
Yes, we do.
Well, let's go. You've called the right station, baby. Let's do it. $1,000 minute Monday morning. We got a Ravens win behind us. Everybody's feeling good. That's good. That's good. Let's go to Jess, explain the rules, and we're going to play. Jess, how do we do it?
So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Amanda and Zach, are you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, how many points did the Ravens score on Saturday?
28.
Correct. Question number two, what network does SNL air on?
NBC.
Correct. Question number three, spell the word extreme.
E-X-T-R-E-M-E.
Correct. Question number four. How many chambers does a human heart have?
4.
Correct. Question number five. What is the term for the last runner in a relay race? Last
pass.
Question number six. In what musical does the character Alexander Hamilton appear?
Oh my God. Hamlet.
Hamilton.
No.
Nobody fight. It's nobody's fault.
I think we should fight.
No, everyone was trying their best. It's okay. It's nobody's fault.
Zach went for it. He's like, I think it's something.
It's okay.
Hamlet.
It's all right. No, don't. You're fine.
No, honestly, you're fine.
It's totally.
Are you guys?
It's totally okay.
Are you partners? What's your relationship?
Yeah, we're husband and wife.
Husband and wife. Okay. Do you guys still love each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Then let's go through these then, okay?
We'll pick up where we left off. You guys only skipped one question so far, which was number five. What is the term for the last runner in a relay race? Do we know that?
Anchor.
Yep,
anchor.
Correct, yep.
That's hard.
In what musical does the character Alexander Hamilton appear? That's Hamilton. And let's see if you guys would have gotten this one right. Question number seven. In which state is the Grand Canyon located?
Arizona.
It's okay. Zach. You guys did good. It's early. It's a Monday. That's always kind of hard just to kind of get going. You guys should be really proud.
Now, you guys are fun, man. I hope you guys will call back and play again. Tomorrow morning, we'll have $1,000 more in free gas. It's all good. You guys all hug, kiss, make up, everything. You're good. What'd you say, Hamlet? So close.
I had the ham.
You got the ham part. Yeah. That should be a 0.5 at least. You know what I mean? All right, Amanda and Zach, you guys are fun. We'll play again tomorrow morning, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. And go to Dashin' and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate. That'll definitely lift up your spirits. A delicious combo of cocoa and cinnamon. Perfect way to start your morning. Dashin.com for participating locations.
What you're about to hear is going to be the most biased opinion in the history of this segment, I'm guessing. It's Mix 106.5. Let's get into Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
This almost seems unfair.
Why? And,
well, I doubt we have any judges. If you're an actual judge, will you call our show? I think judges can't bring their personal opinions into the subject matter, right?
Wait, what are you talking
about?
There's no way. That's literally what, like, the judge makes the decision. I think you're talking trash on my court, and I don't really like it.
There's no way you're going to be able to give an unbiased opinion of what this conversation is. Hey, welcome to Judge Jess, by the way, if you've never done this with us before. The theory is, if you're ever having a disagreement with somebody, call our voicemail, 866-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's going on. Jess just happens to have lots of opinions. That she will be very happy to share, and she'll let you know who's right and who's wrong. So,
hey, Judge Jess, this is Sarah, and I need your advice. we still have our Christmas decorations up, and we want to keep them up through the end of February. Mm. It's been snowing, and it feels wintery, and it's fun for me and my kids. We have a great time with it. My husband is being a Scrooge and wants us to take it down. He wanted it taken down December 26th. We usually take it down the week after Christmas, but the kids are older now, and with the weird holiday schedule, the kids are having so much fun with this, and we want to keep them up. And I know you love Christmas decorations, so I know you understand. Mm-hmm. Just want to know who's right and who's wrong. Thank you so much, Judge Jess.
She brought up some really good points.
What, the part that you love Christmas and there's no way you're going to be able to be fair about this? Yes.
No, I'm going to go off of the information that she gave me. Please. And she said three things that stood out. Snow, winter, fun. There is snow outside right now currently. There is snow outside.
Yes.
It is winter time.
Yes.
And it feels fun. There are still holiday lights on houses still out right now when you're driving around. And I think it's because it still feels like the holiday season. So when you look outside, that's what the vibe is giving. So I don't get why she would need to take down the lights, especially if her and the kids are enjoying them. For what? For the sole purpose that dad is being a whiny pants? Dude. And like, what is that doing to him? Literally, listen. What is that doing to you? Other people being happy and bringing them joy. Why do people always have to crap on that?
I'm gonna be honest, yo, when the holidays are done, it's done. Like, here's how much I was ready for the holidays to be over. I had some Christmas coffee left when I got back from my family's trip. I literally threw it out because I it's over. Let's move on. But here's the problem. When you're sharing a space with somebody,
it has to be down to a vote. And dad only has one vote, and it's mom and the kids, and they're voting for holiday decorations to stay up. It just sounds like, I'm assuming it's at least 2-1. I don't know how many kids they have, but she did say plural.
Majority.
So maybe even 3. I'm thinking it's 3-1, and that's the ruling. The decorations get to stay up.
Jess has a tiny gavel we got off Amazon. That's how you know it's official. So I guess I got to leave him up. Is there anybody else that's in this disagreement right now with your partner? Like, how do you guys settle this? If one wants to leave the decorations up a long time and one doesn't, I'd like to know how it happens in your house. 410-583-1065. Melissa, do you like majority rules on this situation?
Well, kind of like a compromise. I think decorations can stay up. But, I mean, the end of February, that's after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Like, what are y'all doing?
Melissa, you brought up a really good point because you were just saying how you guys just had your Hanukkah celebration because you guys were just finally able to get together, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's like continue with the holiday spirit. You know, it doesn't have to end at the end of December.
To me, the 26th, I celebrate Christmas. 26th, we're done. It's over.
But February is too long, though.
So the compromise is what then? I mean, to me, the compromise would be then now. Like, here we are.
Well, we need some time to mentally prepare to take them down. Why not say the end of the month?
Okay.
The end of the month.
Hey, what about that, Jess? Yeah. I mean, 2 weeks, add 2 more weeks to it. Like, and then like, you know, at least it's not February, bro. That's wild.
But then they could do like a Valentine's Day themed tree if they wanted to, if it was up. I just don't get why everyone hates on the people who want to celebrate holidays.
Because it's over. It's over.
To you, that's fine.
I'm glad you called us today. Thank you for some clarification.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Does anybody else have a Ravens superstition? Like, you have to do, or you feel like you're going to cause harm onto the team? Will you call us 410-583-1065? I think we need a redemption segment for Jess right now.
It's your game day superstition.
Yeah. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Jess came in this morning, and we were talking about this way early in the show, that she literally has these weird, like, regimens that you're going through.
Yeah.
In your mind,
it's a superstition that has been in play the last 5 games, and we've won those last 5 games. So it's either this superstition, or it's since Lamar Jackson's mom lovingly cussed him out. I think it's a combination of that.
Really?
But I think a lot of Ravens fans, just a lot of sports fans, will have like a regiment, a routine, just something that they always do game day. And like, if it doesn't happen, then sometimes it doesn't turn out the way it should. And I have noticed that the last 5 games that we've won, because before that point, I'm always like watching the game from beginning to end. I'm sitting down and I'm watching it, right? But the last 5 games, I've had the game on, but I wasn't just watching the game. I was like also doing something else.
Okay.
So like, it was, I was at home for Christmas, or I was out in San Francisco with my friends and like we were at a bar and like I was checking in with the game, but I wasn't like only focusing all my energy on the game.
All right.
And so last night to and also since then, the last five games, this is exactly what I've been doing. So, and then again, like on our on Garage Boy and I's five-year anniversary, like we specifically went out to dinner obviously for our anniversary, but I sat to where I could see the game, but I wasn't fully like watching the game because obviously I was at dinner with my husband.
So you feel like if you watch too much, they're gonna lose, and you also feel like if you watch too little, they're gonna lose.
No,
it has to be like just like you can't miss the game,
right? I'm not missing the game, but I'm not only watching it.
Okay,
and it's only weird if it doesn't work. Okay, and the last five games, they've won, and so on Saturday, I was watching Spider-Man. I was watching Spider-Man No Way Home, and then Garage Boy had the game on his phone, but it was under the table. So I would check in,
and I'm still
seeing the game in real time. So I get to still see like the big moments when they're happening. You know, like Derrick Henry's, I think it was like 22-yard touchdown when he like stiff armed everybody and looked like Lightning McQueen and like got the touchdown and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just not like only focusing on the game. I just feel like if you don't get it, I probably sound crazy, but all I'm saying is they've won the last five games, and I don't want to change the way I've been watching. So I will be doing that on Sunday when they play the Bills.
Like watching it, but not really watching. Can't watch too much, but can't watch too little, or she thinks she's literally going to call. Anybody that's got one of these superstitions? Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. Hi. Yes, hi.
We are. Good morning. Hi. Yeah, so I definitely have had this superstition for a long time, and I'm actually trying to recover from it.
Tell us.
No.
What happened?
All right, so here's my thought. So for the longest time, it always has been, if I watch the game, they're immediately going to start, like, losing, or the other team's going to start scoring, and it's just going to, you know, they're not getting plays. And finally, I started thinking, well, if it's just me, then that kind of negates all the hard work that they're doing in practice and, like, the excellent picks that they're making and things like that. So I've tried to kind of recover because I love watching the game. But
right.
It is definitely a hole you can find.
So wait, you put that pressure on yourself that if you watch the game, the Ravens are going to lose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So now, like, when you sit down to watch the game, are you like a nervous wreck? That sounds horrible. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, that's the way my mind works. It's always fun.
I just feel I feel understood because I'm not gonna lie to you. Like we put on the game and then like something happened for the Steelers and I was like, take off the game, put back on
off.
Spider-Man and put it on the phone.
Much.
I did. I felt that way.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
After the Ravens defeated the Steelers on Saturday to advance in the playoffs, Nick Collison, a.k.a. Ravens Tattoo Guy, added his 45th Ravens tattoo. Now, this actually all started as a joke in September of 2021 when he vowed to get a tattoo every time the Ravens won until they went to the Super Bowl. And he's actually been going ever since and actually has had some once-in-a-lifetime fan experiences on the way. Collison got to meet star-back quarterback Lamar Jackson on the field to get an autograph. He also got Mark Andrews to sign his leg after the game, and he actually got tattooed on the field. Now, his wife, Naomi, does all of his tattoos, actually sat on sideline in the frigid cold temperatures, and Naomi inked Mark Andrews' autograph on her husband's leg.
We got to get him back on the show. We had him on
that year when he started in 2021.
And it was like, honestly, it was like kind of cutesy back then. He's like, I've got like three Ravens tattoos. We're like, that's crazy. He's at 45. Okay, this week we'll get him back on. Is that like what?
Number two.
World Central Kitchen, founded by Chef Jose Andres, is providing food relief in Southern California as wildfires devastate parts of Los Angeles. Jennifer Gardner joined the effort volunteering with the nonprofit to deliver meals to first responders and families. Other celebs have been stepping up to help where they can. Paris Hilton is donating $100,000 and matching the first $100,000 donated by others for an emergency fund that she created with her nonprofit. Halle Berry donated her entire closet to a wildfire victim clothing drive after she saw Sharon Stone do the same. And Eva Longoria has pledged $50,000 to donate to support frontline essential workers, farm workers, and their family. So as of yesterday, the Palisades fire was 11% contained and had spread over 23,000 acres. Experts think that could end up being the costliest wildfire in U.S. history.
Did you see the Kardashians are getting hell right now because Kim is like asking for donations for something, and people are like,
What is it for exactly?
Honestly, I don't know the structure off my head.
Because here's the thing. I think we should double check and find out because Mandy Moore is under the same fire just for resharing, I think, her in-laws GoFundMe because they need money as well. And she's been under fire. Yeah. And honestly, I think that's a really sad way to respond because automatically people go to, well, are you helping? Don't you have money as well?
Yeah.
And for her, she literally said respectfully, F off, because we're going through the same thing. And of course I've helped, which is none of your business, but they need help. They've lost everything. And if I can be a platform to share loved ones of mine to get assistance, I think any of us would.
I think there's a huge difference between Mandy Moore and Kim Kardashian, though.
Well, it depends, though. But if Kim Kardashian is literally doing the same thing and is sharing others, I feel like
maybe
it's kind of messed up to pick and choose just because you may have an ulterior motive about how you feel about them.
I think the Kardashians, well, first off, their net worth is massive. So, like, that's one thing. I mean, you have to look at the net worth of the two. But I think when the Kardashians want you to see them as this super rich family, well-to-do, we have lots of money, look how well off we are, you can't also then just go ask people for money.
But what are they sharing and what are they raising money for? Exactly. So it's like we don't know what necessarily they're raising for. And what if it's like for a really good cause and they need money?
I'm just hoping that those A-list, it's kind of like what Oprah was asking during the Hawaii fires. And I know how it comes off at least. Even if she is giving, it's like you got to make sure that this is known also what you're doing before you just ask somebody else to do something too.
But then people get mad at them when they're too showy if they're telling everyone what they're giving.
So you think celebrities should do nothing then?
No. What I'm saying is I feel like people are directing energy in the wrong way. I feel like if celebrities tell everyone what they're doing and what they're donating, then it's not genuine. And then when celebrities don't tell us what they're doing, well, then it's what you were saying. Well, then what are you doing? And it's just like people are in a devastating situation. Why can't we all just focus on helping others? Is what I'm saying.
Is anyone upset the celebrities are giving and talking about what they're giving? You just told those stories right there and I was like, that's great.
No, but what I'm asking you, but what I'm saying is no matter what you do, people are always speaking negatively online, which is the point I'm trying to make right here and right now. Can we just not and help where we can?
Number one.
Justin Bieber might be gearing up for a major comeback this year. An insider says Bieber has new music, a new lawyer, and plans to hit the stage. So Matthew Belloni, an entertainment journalist and former attorney, shared, "I'm told Bieber needs the money and wants to work. This comes despite Bieber's reported $200 million payday from selling his music catalog in 2023. While financial rumors remain unverified, I don't know if you remember, but producer and artist McGee confirmed in September of 2024 that he was actually working with Bieber on new music. Bieber postponed his Justice tour before ultimately canceling back in 2022 after he was diagnosed with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome. And then in 2024, he welcomed his first child with wife Hailey Bieber. So, I don't know.
I want him to come back as long as he really wants to come back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's his decision, 100%.
He's like one of those like Britney Spears types where I'm like, hey, yo, it's cool. It just seems like you've been through a lot. And if you don't ever want to come back, you gave us the hits.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll always be appreciative and we need nothing more from you. But if he wants to, that's exciting.
Exactly. If it's on his own terms, I think it could be amazing. This is Jess and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
If you knew that your partner was going to propose and they were dragging their feet, would you go ahead and be like, let's do this? Like, it's time. That's what we got to find out right now here on Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi. It's time for our Talk Me Out of It update. And this is where we check in with people from the week before with Talk Me Out of It, people that have ideas that feel kind of crazy. And we give them advice to either go for it or we talk them out of it. From last week, Jess, catch us up with her story before we bring her on, because we never know what happens until we find out at the same time you do.
Anonymous found an engagement ring in her boyfriend's closet around November. So she was expecting a Christmas or New Year's Eve possible proposal, which did not happen. But she got really excited and so did her friends. So they actually planned kind of like a pre-bridal shower spa day celebration for her this past weekend. And she was considering basically confronting her boyfriend about the engagement and kind of asking what the holdup was so she wouldn't have to cancel her spa weekend.
And we weren't sure which way to go. You know, like, do you tell your friends that you didn't do it and everybody has to cancel, or do you like force them to propose? Both ways were kind of awkward. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi. someone.
So, which route did you take? Did you tell your boyfriend that you knew about the ring?
I wish I had like better news. So I did actually end up telling him about it, and he said he had no idea what I was talking about. There's never been a ring.
Wait. So you told him that you found the ring and that you were expecting an engagement.
Yeah, and I did it like honestly, kindly. Like I said, I'm not trying to put any pressure on you, but like I have to ask why I found a diamond ring.
But lowest of keys though, because you had a pre-bridal shower planned for this last weekend. Did he know that you had that coming, and did you kind of reveal that part, or did you keep that from him?
I did tell him. My girlfriends wanted to plan something for me, and I didn't want to take that away from them, but he said that I don't know what I'm talking about, and
Do we think he's trying to throw you off and to really double down, saying he has no idea what you're talking about, so it doesn't ruin whatever he has? You know what I'm saying?
I have to assume that he's trying to throw me off of the fence or something, because if not, then something more sinister is going on, and I have to figure that out.
Like what?
Yeah, meaning what?
My thought is that like he... It might have been like an inheritance thing, and he sold it instead of using it to propose.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I think that he is saying there's no ring to throw you off completely. But what's a red flag to me is like the energy between you, because like I feel like if it was light like that, we would be feeling differently. Right. We wouldn't be feeling this icky about it. You know what I'm saying?
I would assume like if he was like kind of smirking and being like, what, there's no ring, stop, like, come on. But like if he's like, you're crazy, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like that, it's kind of giving me like this ick feeling that I don't feel good about. I just think that's weird.
I mean, I don't feel good about it either.
Yeah, I don't think you should. If we're missing something, let us know. Like if you got like a strong gut feeling about this, 410-583-1065. Do you just feel icky right now, Jess? I just feel like...
I think I'm just bummed for you. I feel like mistakes have been made on both ends, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm trying to think of from his perspective, where if he knew that you were planning something for a situation that didn't even happen yet, I think I would be frustrated as well.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's where like that maybe negative energy is coming from him.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's fair for him to be like be nasty to you, because like the last thing you guys want is like, let's say there is an engagement on the way. You don't want that to be stemmed from like true. This kind of like icky situation between the two of you, you know?
Yeah.
Keep us posted. You know where we are. If you want to share more, where you know where we are every morning, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Which one of your kids' toys do you hate? Like, do you have a strong loathing for one of your kids' toys? And because I think I may have hit a parental nerve this weekend that I didn't even realize existed. Mm-hmm. I was on TikTok, and I don't know why, but for some reason it decided to feed me things about babies. Now, I have a niece and two nephews, they're triplets. And I like being a fun uncle. And if I ever see things that look fun, I like to get it for them. What did I see this weekend that got fed to me on TikTok? It was literally what I'm going to call a baby's first DJ table. Baby's first DJ table. And
yeah.
I sent you the video. Literally, y'all, this is like a...
Did you get this?
I did.
This is so sick.
It's literally like, think of like a DJ like...
Crying in the club, no, just vibes.
Like, literally, like...
Wait, this is so cool.
It's like a Fisher-Price DJ set.
It's like, forget your little, like, light-up keyboard. That's old news. You need a turning table at this point.
Like, literally, y'all, it has no BS. It has an air horn thing on it, like...
Baby's first gig in Ibiza.
Yo, it's...
Oh, it's so cute.
It was so cool. And so I looked for it. It was, like, sold out everywhere. I finally found one. And I shipped it. I immediately shipped it right to my triplet niece and nephews. So I didn't ask my sister about this. I just sent it thinking that she'd be excited about this.
Is there volume control on it? You don't know.
Well, I don't know. But see, this is, as a non-parent, this is what I don't understand. So I later in the day, I'm like, hey, will you be home tomorrow? Because like I'm sending something to him. And she goes, because I posted this video on my Insta story of this DJ set.
She's like,
She's like, I just saw it. I'm pissed at you. And I was like, why are you pissed? Like,
yeah.
I thought you'd be excited that I did this. She was like, we just had to get rid of this one music box thing they had because I was so friggin' sick
of hearing the same song.
There's probably like three songs. Yeah.
And Jack, my nephew, he literally, like, it's his favorite toy. And she's like, we've literally had to force that thing out of this house because he literally, it's the only toy he wanted. And it's over and over and over again. So I didn't realize, though, that, like, y'all with kids, like, there are some that are so annoying that, like, you'll despise. But the DJ set's showing up today. Like, she's getting it, like it or not. Like, I don't know if she'll send it back or not.
I did the same thing for my little cousin over the holiday break, but I knew what I was doing. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
So I got my little cousin this portable karaoke machine. So it's like handheld. It glows. It's so flipping cute.
Yeah.
And you have the microphone and it has a speaker so she can walk around and sing and talk and like do all these things, right? And I knew my uncle was going to despise me for it.
Would hate it.
Yeah, but I did it because I had been waiting my whole life for this moment to get back at him for everything that he has done to me and terrorized me in my childhood.
Oh, that's so
and it was
awesome.
And I waited. I was like, I just can't wait. I can't wait till you have a kid and I will be there. And guess who got her favorite Christmas gift? It was me.
That's smart. Especially,
and I love it. I love it.
Especially, yeah, when they're old enough to know what's going on. Like,
but
he was
pissed. He was like, how dare you? And I was like, no, I did it.
Now I'm
and I was like,
it.
Now you can wake up your dad and wherever you are, he can hear you.
That's so mean.
It's so fun.
Is that a thing? Like, is there a toy that you have or your kids have that like you just can't stand because it's just so damn annoying?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.